Here's a thought I'll title, One Project, Six Cameras. I love looking at the metadata in my Lightroom catalog. It gives me an opportunity to learn a lot about my habits, my predispositions, to see trends that I didn't know existed. And the other day, I happened to be looking at a project that I had recently published in Kokoro that included pictures shot from six different cameras over eight different years. I discovered that's not that unusual in my work. Obviously, the gathering assets philosophy I've talked so much about, and then working my Lightroom catalog to find images to put together into a project, would tend to create this kind of result where I have lots of different cameras involved in any given project. But what was particularly curious and struck me worth mentioning here is the fact that I did not know and could not tell as I was working on the project that these were from six different cameras. You would think that a photographer that has upgraded his camera systems six times over 8 years would be able to point to some differences, some improvements, some reasons why upgrading from the first camera to the sixth camera would have been important. Wouldn't you think, be visible in the photographs. But clearly, I couldn't see it. It's not as though I looked at the earliest camera and said, well, that picture's compromised and doesn't look as good as the sixth camera, and therefore it ought not to be included in the project. No, I completed the project and wasn't even aware that I had shot this project on six different cameras until I happened, by sheer coincidence, to look at the metadata. So, what does that mean? Well, one reason to upgrade cameras is obviously for convenience. That is to say, it somehow works better with our way of thinking. There's ergonomics involved, etc. And I think there was some of that in those upgrades. The first camera in the project was 8 megapixels. The last camera in the project was 20 megapixels. But I couldn't see any difference in the image that I made for the PDF presentation in Kokoro because I wasn't making large prints out of it and I didn't do any substantial cropping that needed megapixels. To me, the real lesson in this scenario is not one about upgrading or not upgrading cameras, but rather that what held this project together as an aesthetic unified thing had to do with subject and processing and point of view and the content message I was trying to get across, not a consistency of technology or the way certain cameras render certain colors or any of that kind of stuff that is usually discussed when we're talking about cameras. Not that we needed to know this yet again or remind ourselves, but in the world of art making, tools are just tools. And yeah, we want the best ones. Yeah, we want the ones that work with our way of working most conveniently and most efficiently. But in the final analysis, no one cares what camera you used. And as a matter of fact, they probably can't even tell, even if the person looking at the images was the photographer.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.